Thank you for having us today. I was kind of excited when Trina mentioned this the other day. I'm a Rotarian and have been a Rotarian for 25 years, and Rotary is very special to me. So anytime I get to visit another Rotary meeting, it's exciting for me. So he's going to help me out. And he brought me he actually brought me tea this morning.
Good guy.
I got razzed a little bit about that, by the way. But apologize for not having a PowerPoint. We actually had a little video, too. But I'm going to kick it off and talk a little bit about Baxter Health and who Baxter Health is, and then turn it over to Anthony and allow Anthony to talk about kind of what's happening with Fulton County Hospital and kind of some excitement, at least for Baxter Health and hopefully for Fulton County as well. And I see a lot of I thought I would come today and not know anybody, but I see a lot of familiar faces just from the work that we've done at Fulton County Hospital, so that makes me smile. To start out with, I think we always kick off, anytime we talk about Baxter Health, we talk about our purpose. And sometimes when companies talk about their purpose, it's just a statement. And we really take this statement to heart. And we spent tons of hours developing just one sentence, but every word in it means something to us. And it's to champion access to compassionate, high-quality care by remaining independent, strategically comprehensive, and community-focused. And championing access, that's what's important, and that's why we're in Fulton County. We want the residents of Fulton County to have that access to care. And we want to always be community-focused. So that's why we are in Fulton County. Baxter Health serves 11 counties. It's not just Baxter County. It's just not just Mountain Home. Probably about 8 or 10 years ago, we strategically decided to, we had about 90% market share of Baxter and Marion County, and we wanted to grow. And so we started looking out. And so now we kind of claim, we've adopted about 11 counties all the way into Missouri, both Ozark and Howell County in Missouri, over to Boone County, Newton County, Searcy, Stone, Izzard, Sharp, Fulton. So basically kind of surrounding us. And but what do we have like in Mammoth Springs? So and we'll talk a little bit about Fulton County and how that came about, but Fulton County Hospital is right in the middle of our service area. And in Mammoth Spring, I mean, we have Baxter Health Family Clinic with Tamara Ward and Leslie Batterton, and get to announce we have Baxter Health Cochran Internal Medicine Endoscopy Clinic. Effective June 1st, Dr. Cochran is joining Baxter Health. He's been a huge friend of Baxter Health over the last year, and so we're excited that Dr. Cochran is going to come and join Baxter Health officially. And then, of course, Baxter Health, the Fulton County Hospital Ambulance Service Base is here in Mammoth Springs. And then in Salem, of course, Fulton County Hospital and all the related services that that brings as well. And so Fulton County has always been important to Baxter Health. And so that's why we were so interested in becoming a partner with Fulton County Hospital. So kind of just a few statistics about Baxter Health. We serve a population in that 11 counties of 217,000 population. We are the 10th largest hospital in the state of Arkansas. There's the ones that are ahead of us are quite large. The UMSs, the Baptist Health, the Arkansas Children's, St. Bernard's, Mercy, St. Vincent's, Washington Regional, Then Northwest Medical Center is very, very close to our size, and then so they're number 9 and we're number 10. And that's from a system perspective. So number 10 in the state, and then we serve 217,000 people within those 11 counties. We are what we call strategically comprehensive. We can't do everything. We want to do what we do. We want to do it very well. But we do a whole lot. If somebody said, hey, what's a hospital look like in a community of 13,000 people in Mountain Home, Arkansas, you wouldn't imagine a Baxter Health. So, you know, we have, not only do we have the ambulance services, behavioral health, cancer care, diabetes care. We have one of the best diabetes individuals. All of our physicians, she's an APRN, they refer to her. GI, we have a pretty large cardiovascular, heart care, infectious disease, intensivist care, internal medicine, women's health, urology. We have an incredible inpatient rehab services. Anthony spent a lot of time in that service. Pulmonology, pediatrics, pain medicine, orthopedic care. We have 3 neurospine surgeons, nephrology. So we have a lot of different specialties. And even in Mammoth Springs, we have internal medicine. We have several primary care clinics throughout the 11 counties. of course, home health, and we've partnered with Highlands Oncology to enhance cancer care in this area, wound care. You know, I can go on and on, but very, very comprehensive for this area. And the reason is because if you look outside of kind of where the hospital is, I mean, it's a long way to a tertiary hospital. I mean, you're driving a minimum of 2 hours and probably 3 hours to get to a high level of care. And so we just feel like it's important to keep that care close to home. We have a total of 262 providers in December when we counted the end of December. And that, since 2019 to 2023, that has increased over 50%. So we've grown a lot since 2019. We have just a few statistics. 692 babies born last year, over 14,000 ambulance runs, over 5,000 cardiac caths, 34,000 emergency visits, 850,000 lab tests, over 106,000 imaging services, over 721,000 meals prepared. Total surgeries were just under 10,000. We had a total of 4,700 endoscopy procedures, and we had a total of 425,000 outpatient visits, whether it's a clinic visit or whatever. And then if we just look at every patient visit that we had, it was over 435,000 visits. So that kind of gives you kind of from a system perspective how large we are. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Anthony to talk about what's happening at Fulton County Hospital.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you all again for inviting us today. Like Trina said, my name is Anthony Reed, and at Baxter Health, my title is Vice President of Ancillary Services, so think operations. Anything outside of nursing and finance inside the hospital, and then some of the clinics fall under me in Mountain Home. So since August of last year, I do consider it a privilege. I've had the privilege of serving as interim administrator at Fulton County Hospital as soon as the management agreement with Baxter Health went into effect. So, like Debbie said, a lot of exciting things going on over at Fulton County Hospital. I do have some ties to the Fulton County area, a lot of friends. I have some family that just live up the road here in Thayer. I'm sure you guys know the Pittses. Valerie Pitts is my wife's sister, so Matt's my brother-in-law, so we get to come up to Thayer quite a bit for ball games and stuff like that. So really love the area and very happy that we're, as a Baxter Health system, able to support Fulton and the surrounding counties. So a little bit of the history behind the deal, I guess. So we were requested last summer, by the governor's office, senators, and representatives to take a look at Fulton County Hospital and see if there was any opportunity there for us to step in and help, really just help manage them and help get that hospital on a path of sustainability. The last of the COVID money was kind of up for grabs for rural hospitals in the state, and Fulton County Hospital had applied for it, Baxter Health had applied for it, and some consultants were brought in by Governor Sanders to make sure she just wasn't giving out money to hospitals that were going to use that money and be in the same situation and end up having to close down after the money was spent. So August 15th, we signed a management agreement with Fulton County Hospital Board of Governors. We updated the quorum court, and that's where all the work began. As of February 28th of this year, we had signed a long-term agreement with Fulton County to operate Fulton County Hospital for the next 25 years with automatic renewals on that lease for a consecutive 50 years, two more 25-year periods, so 75 years total. So like I've been telling everybody since February 28th, we're in it for the long haul at Baxter Health. It's a lot of excitement from the hospital staff. I've heard it from the community as well. I try to get out and speak wherever I can, try to talk about all the good things happening at the hospital, the good care that's being delivered, the new services we're trying to bring, the services we're trying to expand there. So, again, a lot of excitement leading into this long-term agreement. The long-term agreement is going to go into effect January 1st of next year. This allows us time as a hospital system to get all of the credentialing, the insurance. We have to form a new not-for-profit company, which is going to be called Baxter Health Fulton County Hospital, will be the new name of the hospital, and hopefully we'll see a new sign up soon, well before January 1st. So we had a lot of support from several people in this room. All of the votes that we had leading up to the long-term agreement, whether it was from the Board of Governors at Fulton County Hospital, the Board of Directors at Baxter Health, Judge Crow, the quorum court at Fulton County, unanimous votes. Anytime we went and presented, it blows me away the support that we've seen from these communities since coming in. You know, it was under tough circumstances, but I think part of that reception from the community to us, in my opinion, was you saw there was a need. You saw there needed to be changes made. You realize how important that access to care, like Debbie was talking about, is for you and your families and just the citizens of Fulton County. So real quick, we talk about some achievements since coming into Fulton County Hospital last year. I really believe that we've improved the quality of care at Fulton County Hospital. So we have two hospitalists that are from Mountain Home, excuse me, that work for Baxter Health and our hospitalist group there that have been managing the inpatient and swing bed units here at Fulton County. They've done a great job. They've helped grow the census. They've helped take care and manage sicker patients than I think Fulton County had taken care of before, so very thankful for them. Like I said, I really believe the perception of the communities from those I talked to has improved regarding the hospital. We've grown services over the prior year, over the last 8 months. Swing bed patient days have increased by 463, which is a 96% increase. And our swing bed program, for those of you that don't know, is more of a rehab type program. You have an inpatient hospital stay, but not quite ready to go home, need some more therapy services. So we admit you to the swing bed program. You get those therapy services with the goal of getting you home. And that's also very financially, has a positive financial impact for Fulton County Hospital. So growing that program has really been a goal, and we've been able to successfully do that. Endoscopy services, which is, that's all Dr. Cochran right now. He provided endoscopy services at Fulton County Hospital before Baxter stepped in, but since Baxter stepped in, we've been able to remove some barriers, put some new processes in place, bring over some additional staff from Baxter Endoscopy, and we have increased him by about 206% is what Debbie's numbers are saying. So really appreciate Dr. Cochran and his support, not only in patient care, but just throughout this whole management agreement. He's been a really big cheerleader for Baxter Health and for Fulton County Hospital. Recruiting and improving retention of staff. That's probably my biggest goal right now. We're still staffed pretty lean at Fulton County Hospital, and so things that we're working on that we've already done, we were able to give some bonuses last year around the holidays. We were able to give everybody in the hospital an increase in pay to try to line them up more with other critical access hospitals in the state. There's still a lot of work to go there, but we're committed to growing these services and being able to hopefully give these increases and have the money coming in to support them and remain sustainable going forward. Big question I always get asked is about this EMS base here in Mammoth. We have no plans of taking EMS out of Mammoth, so I am looking at alternate locations for them. I don't know if you guys know where they are now in the single-wide FEMA trailer down in the park, but I feel like I need to get them to a better better headquarters, so that's something I'm working on right now as well. So some of the biggest achievements have really been, I think, thanks to Debbie and her team. We've stabilized the financial condition by reconfiguring the total revenue cycle process at Fulton County Hospital. When we came in, there was negative cash, negative 0.44 days cash on hand. As of most recent financials, we're at 91 days of cash on hand, so significant improvement. When we came on board, accounts receivable days, so days from when the bill gets put in to when it gets paid, sent out and paid, was 154.9 days, and we have that down to 83 days now, which still isn't great, but a significant improvement from where we were. One of the things that we're really proud of, we were able to pay off $750,000 in outstanding loans to the Bank of Salem. I think as recently as, that may have been January, February, when we were able to make the last payment on that. So prior to us coming in, the hospital had to go to the bank to take out loans to fund operations, to meet payroll, to pay physicians. Debbie had to go to the bank probably within 3 weeks of us coming in and ask for an additional line of credit because we hadn't got cash flowing yet, so we were afraid we weren't going to meet payroll in those first 3 weeks. But as soon as the loan was funded, cash actually started flowing. So we've been able to make all these improvements, pay off the people we owed money to from Fulton County Hospital. And some of the other things that we've done, there were a lot of compliance and regulatory issues that we identified once we came in. One that's been in the press a lot has been price transparency with Medicare and Medicaid. So that was not in place at Fulton County Hospital. There were waivers that could have been put in place but weren't. So Fulton County Hospital was actually fined over $60,000 for that penalty. Once we got in, again, Debbie and her team, a lot of kudos to them and the work they did on that. That's a huge process that involved multiple areas of the hospital, getting that set up. We had that set up within 3 months of coming in. So now we're in full compliance with price transparency. And myself and our general counsel, Nicole, at Baxter Health are actually negotiating with CMS right now to try to get that fine down as low as we can, kind of beg for forgiveness. So hopefully we're able to mitigate that as much as possible. Employee retention credit. A lot of people know that, especially if you know if you own your own business from COVID. There were IRS tax credits and incentives given out. Fulton County Hospital had applied and been approved for a significant amount of money, but when we dove in and really looked at the application, we weren't comfortable with how the application looked. So we got with the Board of Governors and decided to rescind that application. Other things we're doing, we are updating the facility itself, and a lot of this is thanks to that ARPA money that was given to Fulton County Hospital for letting Baxter come in and manage. So there's about $500,000 that we got approved at the last board meeting to allocate to getting the facility up to code from an electrical standpoint. Newer part of the hospital is in great electrical shape. The older part, which is where the patients are actually housed, we kind of had to start from the ground up there, one line drawings, getting with engineers and architects. So we are working on that right now. So what's next? Like I said, we're forming a new 501c3 not-for-profit organization called Baxter Health Fulton County Hospital. Current employees will transition to this new organization. They'll likely be employed by Baxter Health, and then Baxter Health will lease them back to this new organization. It's a weird thing we do. Don't understand it totally, but we make it work. A lot of non-direct patient care functions we will centralize to Baxter Health in Mountain Home. So things like information systems, maybe payroll, plan operations, quality, maybe, HR, legal, compliance, things like that, where we have more resources in Mountain Home than we have at Fulton County. So centralizing a lot of those. And that's really the plan moving forward. Right now we're focused on integrating Fulton County Hospital to the Baxter Health System. And what that looks like for the employees, for the community, and then continuing to do what we've done since the management agreement went into effect, really trying to grow the current services we have out there and then look for new opportunities for services to potentially bring out to Fulton County. I've had several specialists in Mountain Home reach out to me already about wanting to do satellite clinics out in Fulton County once or twice a month. So again, just improving that access to care for the citizens of Fulton County. I think that, like Debbie said, we tie it back to our purpose and our mission, and that's why we're doing what we're doing here in Fulton County. So I've talked long enough, but Debbie and I are happy to answer any questions you guys might have. We're a very transparent group, and I think that's one of the things that we've brought to Fulton County. One of the things that I feel the board is really appreciating since we came on board. We may not always have the best news to share, but we're going to tell you what we know. Yes, sir.
I have a question about Medicare. Which is the easiest for you to work with? Regular Medicare?
I know the answer, but I know who's passionate.
Debbie can answer that one.
Whose toes am I going to step on, Trina?
It don't matter. I mean,
traditional Medicare.
Weird story about all these different plans. I'm on Medicare, but we have all the moves.
So, you know, there's a place and time for traditional Medicare, and there's a place and time for Medicare Advantage. Okay, for hospitals, Medicare allows our providers to treat patients without having our hands tied as much as Medicare Advantage, because Medicare Advantage requires us to have pre-authorizations before we do a lot of services, and So there's a whole financial reason. I think they pay kind of, they will tell you they pay more than Medicare, but there's, so there's a financial reason that they pay less. But forget about all the financial reasons. If you just want access to care, I will choose every time Medicare. Now, there could, it may be more expensive to get Medicare in a supplement, and so some people may not be able to afford that. And in some cases, Medicare Advantage is very appropriate for individuals. And but as long as I'm able to, I will choose Medicare traditional. Did I say that okay?
Yes.
That's a personal opinion. You got to remember, I may be jaded a little bit because I fight insurance companies every day because of the job I have, right? And I just want to say thank you. Charles had to leave. Trina, Dr. Cochran, Judge Crow, and all of the people that allowed this to happen from a Baxter perspective and also a Fulton County perspective. It's been an amazing process, but it never, ever, ever could have happened without the support of these individuals. And it hasn't always been easy, the path, but it's been an amazing path, I think.
Well, that's for sure.
It appears to be a win-win situation, is it not?
What's that?
It appears to be a win-win situation.
I hope so. We still have a long way to go. We're not done. Set in a meeting this morning, and I'm like, we're not there yet, but we're going to get there.
Yeah.
And so there's more to come. There's more growth. We have to have more growth. We have to have more process improvements, improved quality, improved community engagement. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, it'll never end. I mean, we'll continue to process and move forward. Yeah, if you want to.
Sure, sure.
I'm on
the lectern.
All right.
I think a whole lot of you guys know who I am. I've lived in this county, aside from training, pretty much my whole life, and lived in this town, aside from training, pretty much my whole life. And I think we all want to know, from a local's point of view, what does all of this mean to us? Because we've all known about Fulton County Hospital and the trials and tribulations and the reputation that it's accumulated over the years, despite the most vigorous efforts of the most dedicated and earnest people that I've ever worked with. That place has been failing for many years, and we all know that. I'm absolutely thrilled that our area, Thayer, Alton, Kosh, Mammoth, all of those areas now have another choice for good, up-to-date health care. Some well-meaning government guy put a rider into the add-on to the hospital at the beginning of this century that seemed very superfluous, and it was actually quite brilliant, because Fulton County Hospital has two state-of-the-art, brand-new, and what American pickers would call new old operating rooms, that one is full of exercise equipment and the one is used one morning a week by me. There is so much potential for growth for our county there, for in and out surgeries, for procedures beyond what I do, for people who do what I do, but more to do that. And in 2024, hospitals don't survive on just having patients in the hospital. They have to have more than that. And Fulton County Hospital is growing, and I'm just the tip of the iceberg. We're gonna get people in there, and it's gonna be not only a great place to go in an emergency, because we have updated ER doctors and updated hospitalists and good care in the facility. It's gonna be a place where you can go to get your colonoscopy, to get your cystoscopy, your hysterectomy, your gallbladder surgery, your hernia surgery, all of these things, a surgery center, a good surgery center attached to a small but well-apportioned hospital is the ultimate goal, and we're getting there. It's working in the right direction, and I'm so optimistic and so proud of all of the people that I've met. I've worked with multiple hospital systems in my career, and I've never dealt with a more earnest and what I feel like a good group of people that seem to have all of the best interests for the healthcare of the community in mind. And I've worked with systems that didn't feel that way, and I know I can tell you the difference. And so does anybody have any questions about medical access or the medical workings of the county and what we're doing in the facility? I have no administrative job, sort of the de facto director of procedures there, but that doesn't exist. But I'm the only guy doing them, so I'm de facto the leader of that. But does anybody have any questions for me about... Yes, Bob.
Chris, are you going to be... How's that mountain home or in a clinic?
My career will never leave this town. My last year, I was forced to be an independent physician because the CEO at West Plains wouldn't let me out of my non-compete clause to stay in my community. And so I bit the bullet, and it's financially been a pretty tough year for me. That's notwithstanding. The joy that I've actually had by becoming our hometown physician here in Mammoth Spring and there. I didn't realize how not at home I felt in West Plains, and I had great years in West Plains, and my career is wonderful there, but I really feel it's been absolutely fantastic to come home. And so I'm never leaving, Bob. You know, I'm not promising you that I won't do something in Mountain Home someday, but it will never... My procedures and my clinical practice will always be in Fulton County. All right, that's all I have to say.